So during Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chafchet Amud Bet. We're holding about three lines into the Gemara. The last word on the line, Bitziyatoma Omer. What does a person say when he leaves the Beis Medrash? Modani lefanecha Hashem Lokai shesam tachakim yoshvei b'tamidrash v'sam tachakim yoshvei kranot. I thank you, Hashem, my God, that you made it my lot to be among those who are settled in the Beis Medrash, and you didn't make it my lot to be from those who are settled in the markets. Shani mashkim, v'hem mashkimim. Because I get up early, and they get up early. Ani mashkim, l'divrei Torah. I get up early to the words of Torah. And they get up early for fruitless things. I work hard and they work hard. I work hard and I make wages. They work hard, they don't make wages. I'm running and they're running. I'm running to the world to come. And they're running to Be'er Shachat, where are they headed? What's it all going to lead to? And it's so interesting, at the end of a day of learning, that a person says this. Very often a guy walks out of the Beis Medrash, and he sees the businessman with his Cadillac, and the guy sitting in a big house, Brachot, Chafchet Amud Bet, and he has different thoughts. And here specifically, when a person finishes learning, he says, thank you, Hashem. I'm so lucky that I'm here. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braisa, Kshechana Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill. You have to wonder which Rabbi Eliezer this is. Is this the standard Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos? Because Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos, we have a different story about how his last hours looked like. There are different midrashim about it. He was in Nidui, and the Gemara gives us a different story. So here in Der Chertz Rabbah it says, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When he became ill, Nichnasu Talmidav Levakro, his students came in to visit him. Amulu Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Ochot Chaim Nizkeh Ben Lechayol Lama Ba. So they said, Rabbi, teach us the paths of life so we'll merit the life of the world to come. Amar Lehem, so he said to them, Hizahu Bichvot Chavrechem. Be careful. I always like when that word comes in. Al Sheinan Zehirot. He didn't say, do this. He said, be careful with this, with the honor of your friends. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the generation of Rabbi Akiva, right? So he's there after Rabbi Akiva's students passed away. Shalona Aguka Vod Zevazet. Don't let your kids spend too much time reading storybooks. Don't let them spend too much time reading Tanakh. They should develop in Torah Shebaal Peh, in Mishnah, and Gemara. Voshivum ben birkei talmidei chachamim. Your children should be present among on the laps of the, or between the feet of the talmidei chachamim. You should know who you're standing in front of. Think for a minute who you're talking to, so that your prayer will be with awe and your prayer will be with intent. And this is how you will merit the life of the world to come. Yes. I translated it from the words Vahagita Boyumam Valaila, that Higayon means something that's read, and either it means Torah Shabichtav, or else it means childish chatter. Yes, Rashi gives two pshatim, either childish chatter or Tanakh. They shouldn't spend too much time learning Tanakh. They have to learn Torah Shebaal Peh, they have to learn Mishnah, they have to learn Gemara. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to read Tanakh, but shouldn't spend too much time with it.